Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again today to take you on another audio journey through The Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today's journey will cover occult power, talismans, and sorcerers. Questions 551 to 556. Then, blessings and curses. Question 557.
Enjoy.
Question 551. Can evil individuals, with the aid of evil spirits to whom they are devoted, cause harm to their neighbor?
No, God would not permit it.
Question 552. What is to be thought of the belief that certain individuals can cast spells?
Some persons possess a very strong magnetic power, which they may use for evil if their own spirit is evil. In that case, they could be aided by other evil spirits. But do not believe in the fake magical power that exists only in the imagination of superstitious people who are ignorant of the true laws of nature. The events they cite are natural events poorly observed, and, above all, poorly understood.
Question 553. What may be the effect of formulas and practices with which certain persons claim to control the wills of spirits?
That of making them look ridiculous if they are of good faith. If not, they are rogues who deserve punishment. All such formulas are mere charlatanism. There is no sacramental word, no cabalistic sign, no talisman that has any power over spirits, because they are only attracted by thought and not by material objects.
Sub-question 553. Haven't certain spirits sometimes dictated cabalistic formulas?
Yes, there are spirits who indicate signs and bizarre words to you, or who prescribe certain acts to you with the help of those who aid you in performing what you call spell casting. Nevertheless, you may be very sure that these spirits are mocking you and abusing your credulity.
Question 554. Isn't it possible that those who rightly or wrongly trust in what they call the virtue of a talisman may attract a spirit by such trust, since it is their thought that acts, whereas the talisman is only a sign that helps to direct the thought?
That is the case, but the nature of the spirit attracted by such means depends on the purity of the intention and the level of the sentiments. But it is rare for those who are simple enough to believe in the virtue of a talisman not to have a material objective rather than a moral one. Whatever the case may be, this implies a narrowness and weakness of mind that gives access to imperfect and mocking spirits.
Question 555. What are sorcerers?
When they are of good faith, those whom you call sorcerers are persons who possess certain faculties such as magnetic power or second sight. Since they do things that you do not comprehend, you suppose them to be endowed with a supernatural power. Haven't you learned individuals often been mistaken for sorcerers in the eyes of the ignorant?
Author's remarks for question 555. Spiritism and magnetism give us the key to an infinite number of phenomena about which ignorance has woven many fables and in which the facts have been greatly exaggerated by the imagination. A clear knowledge of these two sciences, which are actually but one, showing the reality of things and their true cause, is the best protection against superstitious ideas, because they reveal what is possible and what is impossible. what is within the laws of nature, and what is no more than a foolish belief. Question 556. Do certain individuals really possess the gift of healing by simple touch?
Their magnetic power may act to that extent when it is aided by purity of sentiments and an ardent desire to do good, for then good spirits come to their aid. It is necessary, however, to distrust the way stories are told by very gullible or enthusiastic individuals who are always ready to see the miraculous in the simplest and most natural things. One must always distrust the self-interested claims of persons who exploit credulity for their own profit.
Question 557. Can blessings and curses attract good or evil to those at whom they are aimed?
God does not listen to unjust curses, and those who utter them are guilty before God. Since we have two opposing tendencies, good and evil, there may be a momentary influence in these cases, even upon matter. This influence never occurs, however, without God's permission, and as an increase in the trial for the one at whom it is aimed. Besides, most frequently, curses are usually aimed at the wicked, while blessings are aimed at the morally upright. Blessings or curses can never divert providence from the path of justice. Providence does not strike those who are cursed unless they are wicked, and its protection does not cover those who do not deserve it.